Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're live for you, brothers and sisters. We're going to be on for at least 15 minutes. What say you? Engineered chaos from the bogus COVID campaign that killed many people, right, through the vaccine program, more so than anyone who claimed they had the cold. From that to the migrant crisis, which is not a migrant crisis at all. It's really a purge under the guise of illegal or what you would call asylum seeking, all the way to a time where many were moved out of the way who were stating, such as this man Goldberg, how because people are finding out more so about what their true objectives are, they're ramping up their campaign to destroy so many people. What say you? 515-605-9327. I think we have Brother Andre on the line.
Yes, sir. Shalom, Elder. How you doing, sir?
I'm blessed by the best, and his name is Ahaya. What say you, sir?
Yes, sir. I think it's just wisdom from the Holy Spirit that you laid out the lesson the way you did, going with the migrant crisis first, with the so-called crisis, right? Going through that crisis first, and then going to Dr. Joseph Latifoux. He's a genius, by the way. Dr. Joseph Latifoux. I've read a lot of his research just for the studies that I do, and he's very well studied and thought out, and he always gives that level of detail. But I think what's interesting, Elder, and just follow me for a moment if you don't mind. I think about the Chinese component and the invasion that's happening in America, and how you mentioned earlier about how our people, we often find ourselves, and wherever Israel was enslaved, we're caught up in whatever battles these nations are with other nations. And we're used as pawns many times in these games. And it was interesting to me at first that China did not have an mRNA vaccine. If you Google it, China just created their first mRNA shot this year. They didn't have one at first. They used the live attenuated vaccine, which works differently as far as how it hijacks the cells. mRNA is much more dangerous with those lipid nanoparticles, as you just showed us. And the reason I think that's interesting is because when you look at the migrant, so-called migrant crisis, the number one population coming across that border is military-aged Chinese males. Now, what's interesting about what's going to be given to our people is years ago you said on Search Engine International Radio, watch out when the military soldiers become nations of other people who don't look like you, because they're going to be used as martial law against you in your own neighborhood. I remember you said that on a broadcast with Elder Gaja. That's not a direct quote, of course, but what you basically warned us was, when this can pass with armies, you know what time it is. So I only brought that up to say this. What I find interesting is there's an act that Congress is bringing out now, a Republican congressman at that, which is surprising,
okay.
Called Courage to Serve Act. And if you look up this act, what they're saying is, if you are a foreign migrant or you are an immigrant, we will give you citizenship if you serve in our military for a certain amount of time and you agree that you will do your 20 years in our military. If you serve us, we'll give you citizenship. Now, why did y'all kick
and
out
what,
hold, of the military?
Hold up. So what – hold on. What is the name of the act again?
It's called the Courage to Serve Act. It's going through the House right now.
That's replacing – this is treasonous. That's replacing American citizens with a foreign army.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Elder. It's treason right before us. And what's so interesting is 35, 40 years ago, when China first started killing their female babies, we asked the question, and it didn't make sense for them to have more male childs than female childs, because in order to be fruitful and multiply, you need a one-to-one ratio. But it does make sense if you want to create a generation of soldiers that you are going to send out to do your bidding with nothing to live for but service to their nation. You create an over-influx of male children who don't have wives. You send them into other nations. You have them marry those women, because we know the Bible says what the man is, the nation is. You have them marry those women. And then on top of that, they become your soldiers and your bulldogs. And then you look at what our government is doing, telling these men coming across this border, serve us and we will make you a citizen. That's treason. And then these men also did not get that mRNA vaccine the way our men did. Goodness gracious.
Well, I'm glad you pulled that up because I got a video. I'm going to play it real quick. I'm going to place you on the hold, brother. It was profound, the things you've broken down. I really appreciate that. And I'm going to see what I can do about getting this doctor on one of our broadcasts to actually break down to our people. Because, you know, this brother is being hid from the public eye so to continue to deceive our people. And they're using these women in our community who really don't have no sense at all, with no scientific background outside of putting on a white jacket and going to school, pushing this poison in our communities right now. Okay, I'm going to tell you, these sisters in our community right now that are doctors are dangerous. I'm going to place you on hold, but I'm going to play this real quick so you can hear it on the other side with this, this courage to act thing that they have they're pushing through government. How to use the Courage to Serve Act to get a green card. Thank you, brother. I'm going to pull this up real quick. Thank you.
All right, bless you, sir. Thank you.
And have a blessed Sabbath. All right. Okay, let me pull this up real quick. So here, Courage to Serve. Doesn't that sound good? A good old American policy that they're doing to give it to illegals and others, foreign enemies, to actually serve in our military. Now, this is your black and brown coalition, an East Indian sodomite, okay? This is your tax dollars at work. He looked like a regular old black man. No, folks, this is an East Indian sodomite who was raised in America. They're vetted by the FBI after swearing into a military and are now operating as a serviceman of the United States military. After that, they're vetted by the FBI, folks. You can't make this up. Now they're able to obtain permanent resident status. The enemy can now send their army into the United States to become a serviceman within the armed forces. Hide your kids, hide your wife. Okay, so now we see that these sodomites, right, are behind a lot of these campaigns. They're getting funded through the LGBTQ, siphoning money through civil rights to actually roll out and execute every initiative that's coming down the pipeline for the Democrats. This is the Democrat policy to replace and to destroy the children of Israel in the inner city. And they'll smile all the while doing it, while killing and destroying our people. 216, thank you for that tidbit, Brother Andre. 216 area code.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, talking about the Courage to Serve Act. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, Shalom, talk to me, my brother.
Shalom, brother. I never watched the Patreon, and I watched the Patreon, and I never in my life seen it interrupted like it was interrupted when you were talking and when you were showing the videos, and it's still doing that.
For real?
I've never seen that. I'm like, you must be hitting on something.
Oh, yeah.
You're hitting on Satan's kingdom. I'm seeing from the vaccine with the actions of people. You know, I was practicing on the music for the Passover and stuff like that. So I said, I'm going to take a break and go get me something to eat. Man, people talking to me. I'm bringing a little bit back from my wife and stuff. Hey, can I have some of that? I'm like, then you see the other guy, he's over there talking to me to through the car. I'm in the car, and he's talking to me, and he's talking to people. He's coming by with a balloon for a happy birthday or something. I'm like, people done lost it. And then the other day, this guy at 6 o'clock in the morning in the suburbs, because I live in the suburbs too, but this little place a couple of miles away from me, the guy walks in the store, and he's arguing with the clerk, and he shoots him 6 times. He didn't rob me nothing. He just arguing with the guy, shoots the guy 6 times with bullets at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Crazy.
And I told people, brother,
I told people during the time of the coronavirus, the fake pandemic, I told people we're going to see unexplained aggression and criminality and serious unexplained behaviors as a result of those who've taken these vaccines. I don't care if people claim they didn't take it. The behaviors are actually giving us an insight to who actually took this particular stuff. Because in the midst of this, everyone now realizing that it was a weapon or realizing that it did something negative to why they were pushing it, there's no people out there who actually want to now claim the vaccine. But now we have to see the criminality, the behavior, the weirdness in people to understand, and the fact that they'll lie to you right out, right? So I'm not even asking people whether or not they've taken it. I'm looking at their behaviors, and I know that they've done something that, right, without telling people, you know, during the lockdowns and all that. But go ahead. But, yeah, the aggression you're talking about, brother, I warn people about, but go on.
Yeah, that's another thing. We can warn the brothers and the sisters. It's like I go to the store, you know, sometimes, and now I'm seeing these Chinese people, and the guy's walking behind me close, and I'm like, I might have to hurt this guy. So then he goes up to one of those machines that you get tickets for lottery. Then the next day I go in there a couple of days later, another Chinese guy, never saw him in the neighborhood before. He's walking behind me, and he's going into get some lottery tickets at the door by the grocery store. And I'm like, man, what's going on here? You know, but he can't scan my cards or nothing because I got protection on my credit cards and stuff like that. But you got to be watching these people because if people following you and watching you, and I tell my wife, you know, keep your head on a swivel because people could be watching you and following you around. It's getting a little bit warmer now. And I just say that for all brothers and sisters to be on alert for that.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you're bringing this up. And I would say, especially if you're not a convict or have any felonies or whatever the case is, the past felonies, to make sure you do whatever you can to make sure you get your legal constitutional protection.
Well, I'm
okay?
straight.
You have the right to defend yourself. There you
I'm
go.
Straight.
Hey,
I mean, you know,
hey,
my father's a military sergeant, you know, and no problem.
Okay.
People in my family and the police. I know all about that, even at a young age, you know.
Yeah, they're going to pull
my wife,
the wrong
really
one, and, you know.
Yeah. I know what to do
to the other
when it's
side.
Time. But yeah, they're going
to
know what's happening.
Right.
I ain't going to be playing.
All right, my brother. Hey, listen, I'll pray over, but they're going to have to do something about those kneecaps. All right, thank you, my brother. I appreciate you.
Shalom.
All right, shalom. All right. Yeah, you get those knees together. 513 area code. This is Elder Ricard Shiar.
Shalom, Elder. How you doing?
I am blessed by the best. Yourself?
I'm all right. This is Deacon Yakai.
Hey, how you doing? I know exactly who this is. Talk to me.
Kind. I usually like history, so I'm a history buff. And this reminds me back of like in the 1940s and the 1950s when you had all those Irish immigrants coming over here. You had the Italian immigrants coming over here. And that's when they started all those little mafia gangs in their different pockets. And it was kind of around the Great Depression as well, too, as when they just started coming in and making their pockets and just trying to, you know, place over here and over there with these different immigrants. And I seen that with them. It came a lot of violence. It came a lot of things that kind of changed the world. And what do you think about that?
Brother, you're absolutely correct. It's the same modus operandi, the same program. But this is the last leg of what they were doing incrementally through time, right? Right? It's the same thing to get rid of what's left. Little Italy was carved out of what we had, right? You look at the regentrification of New York, in Harlem, when our people ran Harlem. Look at it now. So all of it is really the same program using a different people. And believe it or not, they cultivated and engineered this within China and India and all this, knowing that they would eventually train these people to be educated in the United States, who would actually do what? Bear root in certain specific areas before they now open the floodgates. So they had this plan with the sweatshops over in China when we were talking about slave wages. That was Americans. That was America shops using Chinese people. Same thing with East Indians and all that. It was the American corporations that were taking our telemarketing jobs through NAFTA and all that and moving it to China and the East Indians so that they can get finances to actually replace us in the future. And now their long-awaited plan to replace us is here, right? Because I need you to think about it. Normally, we would think twice about looking up and seeing a Chinese police officer, right? An East Indian military officer, right? Yeah. A Chinese mayor. Years ago, that would look so weird, but what they did was seated people in our community first to gain, you know, some type of presence. So to not question the strangers who are here, right, the enemies from other militaries who now have those positions, we're going to equate all of these people as the same ages we've always known or the same enemies who were always around, but really it's an invasion right up under our noses to stomp out our people. Now, the way they're going to do it is they're going to get into high authority political and medical positions. And they're going to get over pharmacies and all that. And they're going to continue to misdiagnose and prescribe us and put us down with cancer and all that. And then move their people in to replace us. All these people on high blood pressure and all this other crap, they better get off of that crap and find a way to lean towards some type of herbal medicines that will wean them off of this stuff altogether, because the medical field have been their Trojan horse to kill us all. Without actually taking ownership in their part of killing us off. But you're right on. Immigration and the healthcare system is all one and the same, and it definitely is definitely in straight correlation with them using these migrants, using immigration, as proxy. Okay, they have weaponized immigration, so you're right on point.
Water, Elden, you have a blessed Shabbat.
All right, thank you, and Shabbat Shalom to you. All right, 708 area code. I'm gonna take a few more, and then I have to eat. 708 area code. 708. I'll come back to you. 407 area code. 407.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. First time calling in. I kind of had to piggyback off of last broadcast last week because I wasn't able to get through the lines. Everything we talked about last week and this week. My name is Sia. I'm sorry.
What's your name, man? I'm sorry.
It's Sia. Sia.
Sia? Okay. How
yes.
are you?
Yes, sir. All right, I'm great. Okay. I'm currently 8 months pregnant, and they diagnosed me with gestational, I guess, diabetes, which I never had. This is my sixth child between me and my husband. And now they're telling me because I'm high risk with the gestational, I guess I'm pronouncing it right, diabetes, that the COVID shot would be good for me to take while I'm pregnant.
No.
So I don't have complications.
No. For no reason do you take that. For no reason. Say no. They're trying to kill you. They're trying to destroy you and that baby.
Yeah, so I'm kind of like really nervous because I'm like, oh my God, like they're telling me before you go on labor, you know,
sister,
you need to make sure, you know,
sister,
you protect you and the baby.
Find yourself another doctor.
Okay.
Find yourself another doctor. They're trying to harm you.
Okay. And I don't feel anything. I mean, I'm 8 months pregnant,
sister,
and all of a sudden I have gestational diabetes. Like,
sister,
it's just weird,
sister,
out of the blue.
Sister, this is what you would call a psychological attack to put fear in you. There's nothing wrong with you. They're lying. Here's a question. What was women and children doing? What was women with diabetes doing having children before there was any such thing as a coronavirus vaccine that just popped up out of nowhere? How was they having children? Just say what they're saying is absolutely correct, and I don't believe that because they're telling you you got diabetes and all these others that get you on insulin. They get you on insulin, that stuff is going to kill you because it attacks your veins, and eventually it makes you dependent on the insulin, and you'll die.
Wow.
So what you need to do is you need to back up off of all these diagnoses, get away from that, and find yourself a natural doctor.
Yes, and they said I can't do the home birth because of me being high risk. Now I was opting into doing the home birth, but now they won't sign up on it.
Again, sister, again. Right? These people are trying to harm you. You're talking about what they say. Who cares what they say?
Yes.
Okay. They are attacking you psychologically through fear. And then you're going to have regret if something happened to your baby. You're going to have regret if you get on this stuff. And now, that's why so many people, believe it or not, sisters, are overweight and dealing with a lot of different things because the medications they're on and the vaccine that they decided to do have destroyed their metabolism. So they get tired too quick. They can't get up and work out and do things naturally like they used to stay in fit. This is tough. They're purposely slowly killing our people, and they first start with the psychological damage of seeing if they can convince a woman to be scared into getting on the pharmaceuticals. That's criminal, sister. Diabetes is not a disease.
Okay?
If you exercise, do what you need to do, eat right, and do all these things, there is no diabetes. Stop allowing these people to scare you. A nurse came in and tried to do that with me, told me my blood pressure. I told her to get out of the room. I'm like, you're my problem with my blood pressure. Okay, get out of here.
Correct.
So it's incentivized, sister, if they can convince you to take some medication that can get you out of the way. Okay? Stop going to these places and get a regular doctor who deal with herbal treatments instead of the pharmaceuticals. And you'll get the same test, and you'll realize that these people have been lying to you. Okay? How can you say that you got to get a COVID vaccine, which is experimental, number one, and people for years been having children before 2020 and 21 when the vaccine came out? How is that a prerequisite of your child being safe now? It doesn't even make sense. So suppose we're here, you're pregnant in 2018, and we're not in 2024 right now. What would they say? How would they say, do you need a vaccine? No.
Nope.
Okay, so what I'm trying to let you know, sisters, the people that have been having babies since Adam and Eve, since Adam and Eve, up until 2018, is the same way women have babies in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So how is it now that you're under some threat if you don't give your... Don't you know how dangerous that is, getting this vaccine while you're pregnant? This thing can kill your baby.
Yes, I'm so terrified of it anyway, so I told them no thank you, but yeah.
I'm glad you called. No. A matter of fact, you need to stop giving them your money because your insurance is paying them, and you're paying them to help assist in your own demise and the destruction of your child. Get away from that doctor. I'm telling you now.
Yeah, I said
find
no
a,
to the
find
insulin.
Find a better doctor.
I told them no to the insulin. They was kind of mad. They said it's not regulated, but I don't think so. I just think, like you said, they're just playing mind games because, yeah. I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Stay away
all
from
of a sudden. I will.
Right now you're getting targeted. Stop allowing them also to give you this news because the stress isn't good for your baby. Don't you know if you destabilize a woman when she's having a baby and you're in another country, so these guys, a husband will choke a man out giving their women emotional stress in the midst of them having a baby.
Yes.
In these other countries. Like, get out of here. Sister, I would tell them, listen, sister, stop going to get this stress on yourself. Find you someone who give you a peace of mind so that your baby can have peace. They
yeah,
are
intentionally
stressing you.
I've been really stressed out, so.
Sister,
yes.
Stop it. You're doing it to yourself. And your husband shouldn't allow this to happen. Okay?
Yeah,
he's
very upset.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're doing this intentionally, targeting these babies.
Yes.
Stop going to these doctors, sister, like that. Go to a natural herbal doctor and get them out of here. Tell them, no, I ain't coming back to you. If they ask you for a reason, there's no reason. I'll find another doctor. Get out of here. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Elder.
Bless you. You're welcome. Last call for today, 708. Just frustrates me when I hear this stuff. And this is what they do through patient doctor privacy, right? They get you in that room and then they get you all worked up and frustrated and all these others and get you on the medication through fear. Okay, this is what they do, and a lot of our people don't know how much duress and stress the medical system put on our sisters. And this ain't allowed to happen to their women, folks, in their countries. They come over here with that nonsense. And you know why? Because it's incentivized. Nobody cares about what happened to our women and what happens to our children. And they'd be like, oh, okay, I'm sorry your baby died. It's a rare scenario that happens. It doesn't happen all the time. They'll come with that after killing your baby. And sisters, y'all have to stop going into these places to pick up more stress. Our environment alone is stressful enough that you go to a doctor office to only get bad news, to feel bad about yourself and scared all day long. No, you got to get out of that and understand that people were living before the pharmaceuticals. People were having babies before they were prescribing pills to everyone, before people were vaccinating people. Come on now. Come on. With that, I'm going to say shalom. You have a great Sabbath. And keep in mind that this chaos they have out here is engineered. May the Most High stay with you. Stay prayed up, sin not. I'll see you tomorrow at noon Sabbath service. And stay strong. Keep your eyes wide open. And save yourself from these satanic Frankenstein doctors. Shalom. Good night.